welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So this week we're trying on something a little different.
Yep. New game.
A little new game. You're going to go on a blind date.
Yep.
With
weird.
A Disney movie.
That sounds a little less weird than I'm going to go on a blind date.
Yeah. So you had no idea what you were getting into.
Yeah.
I browsed the very large selection on Disney Plus.
It's true.
And I swiped right for you. I think that's the way you swipe on
Tinder. I don't know.
I don't know.
Is right good or right?
Tinder was before my time.
Yeah. Whichever one means I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's right.
Okay. I have no idea.
I don't know.
But let's go with that. That sounds like the right phrase.
The right. Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. All right. Yes, you swipe right for me on something.
On something. Okay, what was the movie? Because I actually honestly forget.
It's called Island at the Top of the World.
Oh.
And you just put it on my watch list.
Yeah.
And then it was just the most recent thing on my watch list. And you said, and I said, what if it's already been on there? You're like, oh, no. No, no. You were right.
fun fact, there's a lot of random...
Yep.
Old Disney movies.
Well, and
on
I've
Disney
seen
Plus.
A lot of random old Disney movies, but certainly
not this
not
random.
This random. You had fun with this, didn't you?
My laugh is evil.
It was evil.
Yes. All right. Well, before we get to that, we always do a couple things at the top of the show. You
it's
know
true.
The drill by now, I'm
Hopefully,
sure.
Hopefully, unless you're new.
Unless you're new.
Yeah, and but, you're just like, blind date, what the heck?
And then it's tradition.
Tradition. Tradition.
Okay. This week, what is your nerd thing?
I like literally just got my. I have two nerd things. Okay. No, okay. It's not Animal Crossing, and it's not Nuimos, and it's not Loungefly.
Whoa.
Neither of those.
What?
Things.
So, no way.
Our community is. Our community museum is doing like an auction. It's a gala, but of course online because it's 2021.
Why? What happened?
So yeah, and I was asked to host it, so it's not a spoiler or a surprise anymore. It's a surprise what the theme is, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's happening on Saturday. This comes out on Monday, so it's not a surprise anymore. It is WandaVision.
Whoa.
And I was so excited. I didn't even come up with it.
No.
So you, it was so much fun.
You were asked to join, and that was the idea that they had, and you were like, squee.
Almost exactly like that. He was like, so do you think you have outfits? I'm like, yes, I have outfits. Do you want to check? I'm good. I'm pretty sure I have outfits.
Yeah, you can go through the decades, no problem.
Yeah, so that's my one nerd thing. And my other one is really exciting. I got a present, and I got a Winnie the Pooh Charmed Aroma. It's like a honey pot, and there was a bonus ring inside, and then there's like ring in the candle. As well.
Yeah, so Charmed Aroma is a candle company, and they have fancy candles.
Mm-hmm.
But their gimmick is that there's a prize inside.
Yeah, but like a nice prize.
Yeah, it's jewelry or whatever. Pretty nice. But yeah, it reminds me of when you were a kid and you had a cereal box and there was toys inside.
But for grown-ups.
With grown-up prices.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
It's Winnie the Pooh themed. So actually, I had a nerd thing, several months ago now. My sister gave me a Charmed Winnie the Pooh one with a necklace in it. And this is a different one. This is like a honey pot, and it has a ring or like a pin in. So yeah.
I think they're all rings, actually.
Ooh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you had to input your ring size to get it.
Ooh,
so I'm pretty sure it's a.
That's exciting.
Spoiler alert! I think it's a ring.
But so there's different ones, and you get to see which one
you
get. And
yes.
It's honey scented, and it's a really pretty little honey pot.
Well, you haven't burned it yet, and I could still already smell the honey.
So I'm sure I'll put that up on Instagram or something. What about you? What's your nerd thing?
Well. Big, big week for nerd stuff this week.
Yep. You had quite the nerd.
Yeah.
Nerdism.
I nerded out so hard I had to take a day off. But, yeah, 20 years in the making, they just re-released a remake of Diablo 2. And Diablo 2, I played to death when I was a youngin'.
A youngin'.
And I was very excited that they were re-releasing it with new and improved graphics.
You definitely had, like, a countdown going on.
Yeah. No, I was very, very excited, and I've been playing that, like, 2 days straight. So.
Until we stop to record this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to wake up tomorrow and play more?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is it everything you wanted?
Yeah, no, it's exactly as your brain remembers it. So it's funny how bad old games look when you go back to them sometimes. Mm. And this, like, kind of removes that.
Oh, nice.
It just makes it feel like it's right. just like you remember, but
perfect.
But new.
Love it. And what are you currently drinking?
Well, you bought me a very special beer.
Yes.
That I can't read because it's foreign.
And also it's in your Iron Man sipper.
Well, yes. It's just how I drink while I'm podcasting now.
That's fair. That's reasonable.
I got the Infinity Stones just a glowing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they are on, too.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So, yeah, it is a goat picture on it.
It's Lager Premium from 1874. I hope it's not that old. That's just what it says on it.
Okay.
Velke Kloppen Vikni.
That was, I'm sure you just offended someone.
Yeah, probably. But that's what it says. Like, how else would you pronounce that?
I don't know. And I'm drinking Ghost Rider Pumpkin Brown Ale from Fernie Brewing because it is officially fall now, so I can officially drink pumpkin beer, and this is definitely not my first pumpkin beer, but officially it's acceptable.
Officially official. Yes. Very, very
this
happy.
This is very pumpkin week.
Happy folly fall time.
Thank you. You gave me another surprise. I had a box full of pumpkin spice Keurigs. Keurig pods.
From Starbucks.
Oh, yes. And they're delicious.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that they're good because I would not drink that nonsense.
It's all me. And then I went to work and a coworker of mine gave me pumpkin syrup for coffee, too.
Oh, you're going to be pumpkined out?
No, I will not.
Okay.
So I have a way to make my coffee here and a way to make my coffee at work is what I'm saying.
too many pumpkins.
No, it's perfect. Okay. Marvel.
Yeah?
What if?
That's what's going on right now.
Not for much longer, though.
No, it's winding down, and then we're gonna have like a little bit of a drought for Marvel. Like,
I couldn't believe that.
We've been so spoiled in this year of Marvel.
I was like what's starting next week? And you're like, not for a while.
Well, Ms. Marvel was supposed to be this year,
yeah,
to fill in that gap. I think, but they realized that they probably had too much stuff and it wasn't quite ready, so that's been pushed.
And it's not like we don't have Marvel content. We have movies and yeah, there's other stuff.
Yeah, like Marvel, it's in Marvel, but not MCU. Venom 2 is coming out
right.
shortly. So mm-hmm. that's something to tide you over,
and isn't
I guess.
The Eternals coming out soon, too?
That's November.
Okay.
So yeah, we have Hawkeye and Eternals in November.
Oh, but then in December, we have Hawkeye, of course, still continuing, but then we have the Book of Boba Fett coming out.
Yes,
in Star Wars.
And Spider-Man.
I have a student in grade 12 who has started a countdown for Spider-Man. This is also the same one who walked around the one day with a blanket wrapped around her shoulders, covered in Sebastian Stan's face, though. And I heard her talking today about her first tattoo she's going to get is going to be. She wants the Avengers logo, but she's trying to decide how large to make it.
Oh.
Yeah. She was explaining this in class. That is my class, though, where we have a rule that is I don't have with any of my other classes. And the rule is, during class time, we are not allowed to discuss Spider-Man.
Mm.
Because this is the one that turned into a very heated argument about the best Spider-Man. And, like, a very heated argument. Like, I had to get up and close the door, so the principal
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a pretty good debate. It's not like Batman, where there's only one right answer. Spider-Man...
And that's George Clooney.
Oh. Poor George Clooney. He didn't have a chance.
No, he did not. Nope. Anyway.
Anyway, what if?
What if?
What did you think of that one?
That was actually... Okay, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was... They've been dark for a few episodes now.
And some really dark.
Some really... Like really dark.
I was like, I'm kind of depressed after some of these, yeah.
Well, this one was fun.
This one was super fun. And then there was a twist surprise.
Yeah, a little surprise.
So don't be like, oh, it's done, I'm gonna turn it off now.
No, yeah, stay till the end. It's mm-hmm. not like an after credits
no,
thing or anything.
No,
but
just there's an end.
Yeah, this is our well I mean there's been hints along the way, but this was our first like punch in the gut to show you that it's actually building to something. It's not completely disconnected,
right? Yeah, they're going to do something with all of these seemingly disconnected stories.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be fun to analyze when it's all set. Yep. You'll have to stay tuned and listen to all of that.
Oh, that is definitely an episode.
Oh, yes. So, what did you think?
Oh, I quite liked it, yeah.
Which one is your favorite so far? I'm going to ask you when the whole shebang is done, which one is your favorite, but so far.
Oh, man. That's tough. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's been a lot
of
good ones.
Are you leaning, like, good dark or some of the lighter?
Zombies right up there.
Yeah, Zombies was good.
I
loved this one for all the shout-outs to other things. Yeah, all of the cameos and stuff.
Yeah, there's lots of Easter eggs because there's lots of characters on screen, mm-hmm. so very Easter eggy.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. I liked that aspect of this. Zombies, that's an interesting one because it's walking in between. Like, there's some dark stuff, but it's also, like, kind of fun because it's zombies.
I liked that mix.
Yeah.
The Doctor Strange one might be a little too dark, but it's probably the objectively the best one.
Yeah, I think so. That is my favorite.
But it wasn't as fun as mm-hmm. some of the other ones, right? So, I don't know.
Yeah, and I didn't ask you what the best one was. I asked you what your favorite was. Mm-hmm. Those are not always the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Got some news items today.
Yeah, well, we missed some last week, so...
Okay, first of all, we literally just watched the trailer for Muppets Haunted Mansion that was now released. So Muppets Haunted Mansion is coming out on October 8th, and I'm so excited. Guess what we're doing October 8th?
You don't want to save it for, like, around Halloween?
Well, it's October.
Yeah, I suppose.
I actually don't know if we'll be able to, because that's Canadian Thanksgiving weekend. So we'll see. Also, Chapek addressed the park reservation system. This was all over the news, because, of course, people have opinions about the park reservation system.
That was a very poppy P.
Opinions about... No, wait, that's a B.
Yes, opinions.
About the park reservation system.
Mm-hmm.
And he called it the backbone of domestic theme parks. And basically he said what it makes sense and everyone says. It's better to allocate resources and... Yeah.
It's not going away.
Exactly.
You're stuck with it now.
They wanted it for a long time. COVID gave him a reason to bring it in.
Yeah, and it's not going away.
Yep.
I don't. They would have had a heck of a time implementing this without a good reason. But I'm sure they love it though.
Oh yeah.
It just from a logistical standpoint, it just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So this is now started. I think this was supposed to be. This says the 30th on my my notes here, but I think it's actually supposed to be the 20th. So magic key holders in the park in Disneyland can now ride Haunted Mansion Holiday after the park is open, after the park closes. So it is the only attraction open late. If you're a magic key holder, though, you get to stay and you can ride Haunted Mansion Holiday for an extra hour while everyone else is just being ushered to the park.
Just loop it?
Apparently, they just check that you're a magic key holder.
That's why. I mean, I guess it makes sense because you like people slowly file out.
Mm-hmm.
And then
exactly,
but yeah, that's a cool perk.
Yeah, so there's a few different perks that have shown up, and this is to me like sounds like a really cool one and something different, like a little bit of exclusivity there.
Yeah, they didn't have anything like that back in the
no.
back when it was annual pass hold, like a single ride that you can ride
mm-hmm.
after
like
hours.
An incredibly popular ride right now.
That is really weird.
But so anyway, I found that interesting.
Yeah.
So, happy fall, everyone. You can ride this now. I don't know how long it's going to go. I'm assuming because it's, like, that's up till January. So, go ride Haunted Mansion. And also Disneyland news. New Orleans Square, there was scaffolding and scrim removed from a new quick service dining location. So, it used to be a clothing store. It used to be Le Baton Rouge clothing store. That's been closed for a while. And they said, oh, it's going to be a fast food service or quick service dining. No specifics have come out, but it... like almost 100% sounds like it's going to be Princess and the Frog themed.
Well, it's New Orleans and they're retheming
exactly
everything. So, Princess and the Frog, like,
this is not a surprise.
No,
it's dumb they didn't have a Tiana restaurant already. I mean, yeah, literally she has a restaurant in the movie.
Yeah,
it's and Tiana's and place,
it's based on a real restaurant.
Exactly, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Was that on Disney Plus or was that YouTube?
It was YouTube. Yes,
in honor of Princess Week.
Yes, they had the special look at the ride, and they were interviewing a bunch of people in the restaurant
mm-hmm.
with the daughter of the lady that
which is so cool.
Inspired Princess Tiana.
Yeah,
so
it's really
it
cool.
It was really cool. It was inspiring,
yeah,
I think. Yeah,
I think so, too. I got a little misty, of course. Mm. And here's some other news. Disney Plus Day is coming on November 12th, Disney Plus birthday. And they have announced.
Oh, that makes sense. I thought Disney Plus launched in October for some reason, but.
And is now called Disney Plus Day, they're calling it. I don't remember this happening last year, so this must be a brand new thing.
Well, they have more stuff to exactly. put out on. Yeah.
So here's everything Disney has announced for Disney Plus Day. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yes! I'm going to watch that again.
So excited.
Yeah.
Jungle Cruise. I want to watch this. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I'm more excited to watch
that's totally
Shang-Chi
fine.
Again than I am to watch that once, but that's fine.
Home Sweet Home Alone.
Okay. We'll see.
My very favorite, I'm so excited for, Olaf Presents. It is going to be Olaf. Like, it's a short series of Olaf recapping famous Disney movies. Kind of like he does at the beginning of Frozen 2 when he tells the story of Frozen 1.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. So Disney fans have been asking for this. They're like as a joke on Facebook, wouldn't it be hilarious to hear Olaf recount these plots of old Disney movies?
Okay. So
and he's doing it.
If they do that for Olaf, they need to have Lewis from
yes!
Ant-Man do this.
For Marvel.
Do it for Marvel.
That's exactly the same.
Do it. Just make it a
Come
Disney
on,
Plus short, and it would be amazing.
It
do
would
it.
Be so popular.
Do it.
Those, yeah, I've seen that as well. So
oh, yeah.
They listened with Olaf, so let's see. I'm so excited for it. I'm going to be more excited for it than I am excited for any of these other things, honestly.
I do want to see Shang-Chi again.
I do too, yeah. But still, oh. There's Ciao Alberto, and I don't know anything about it other than it's based on Luca. I think it's just a short, I would be assuming.
Yeah, they're eating pasta.
Probably. I hope Machiavelli is there. It's a great cat name.
It's a great cat.
Yeah, it is a great cat.
It's one of my favorite Disney cats now.
It's true. It's
right,
great.
Right up there with like Figaro and.
Oh, Figaro is also really
and
good.
And Lucifer.
Yeah. Do you like Lucifer or do you just like the cat named Lucifer?
No, I like both.
Oh, okay.
It's a better cat villain than the one from Great Mouse Detective
because
it's too fluffy and. It's cute. It works. Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
I digress.
Yes. Okay, so there's a new short from The Simpsons.
Mm.
Season 2 of The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have to finish season 1. We were almost all the way through.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited to see that. Jeff Goldblum is just so entertaining to watch, honestly. Star Wars special look and a Marvel special look. And more, it says. So, yeah.
And more. Well, that's going to be an exciting day on the old Disney Plus.
Yeah, man. Usually the 12th is when I decorate for Christmas. What am I going to do? Not decorate on the 12th?
Watch Disney Plus
apparently.
Is what you're going to do, apparently. Yeah. And one more thing
yes.
for the news that we missed last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was announced that Rise of the Resistance is going off the boarding pass
that's
system.
That's right. Yep. Going to be good old standby,
which means probably big lines for that sucker.
Sure will be.
It's very popular still, so
yep.
That's interesting.
This feels like an interesting move previous to Genie Plus coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was announced that Rise of the Resistance was going to be one of those premium
super fancy
ride purrs.
Anyone was surprised by that.
No, They need to make money. They missed a whole year of making money, so they want to make money.
Yep, well, they're gonna.
It's all about the money.
Yep, so get used to standing in that line for Rise.
Or paying out the nose.
So I'm curious to see what those lines look like. Bad.
I'm curious to see what that ride looks like.
Yeah.
Grumble
is right. All right, so I think that brings us to our main topic. Before we get to that, how about we take a little commercial break for our friends who are listening on Magic of the Mouse Radio.
Disney Plus and chill.
Okay, oh boy, I said, and I'm saying oh boy again, because...
Oh boy, it's me, Mickey Mouse!
Not that kind of oh boy, more like, oh boy. So, I watched a movie.
You did?
Yeah, I sure did.
You went on a blind date with a movie.
To the top of the world, or an island at the top of the world.
An island at the top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is a... interesting place for an island,
right?
Yeah, okay.
That's the yeah.
We want to make this a recurring segment.
Uh huh.
Do you are you on board with that idea now, after your first experience?
I actually am.
Okay, that's
because
good.
It like I knew it wasn't going to be good.
What it wasn't Oscar worthy?
Well, no.
Oh.
No, it was not.
Mm.
but it was something. And okay, I'm just gonna get into this. So The Island at the Top of the World came out in 1974.
Right in the heyday of them just making a bunch of whole random live action Disney movies.
They also could have called this movie 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea made us a bunch of money. Let's do more of that. Yes.
That makes sense.
But that title was too long.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It says it's approximately an hour and a half runtime. It didn't feel like an hour and a half runtime in places.
It felt a little longer.
But okay, I'm going to be a little disparaging here, but overall, like, it wasn't good, but it wasn't terrible. It felt like a 70s. There were parts that were better than others. How about that?
Okay.
Like, parts of it I was like, oh, this is, like, fine. And then parts I was like, oh, wait, no, it's not.
Any notable actors or actresses in it? No? Okay.
So, okay, I'm gonna go through this. So it considered a live-action fantasy adventure film. It stars Donald Sinden and David Hartman. I don't know who those people are, but that is, it says it stars, so cool.
They starred the heck out of that.
I looked it up on IMDb, and the one guy looked very, like, old 30s young man. Like, in the 30s, he was more of he's an old man in this one.
Mm.
So maybe he used to be famous.
Right.
Right? That was his picture, was not a picture of him as an old man, right? So maybe he... So no, nobody notable that we would know.
Okay.
So it's the early 1900s. I'm going to take you through this plot. Are you in the early 1900s frame of mind?
Okay, we're 1900s, yes.
We're in London.
You have to explain this movie to me, because I did not watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make it exciting and fresh.
You mean unlike the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. All right. So are you in the mind frame of the early 1900s?
Yes.
In London.
Please, sir. Can I have some more?
No, it's okay. Oh. We're hanging out with a millionaire.
Oh, perfect. Whoa. Millionaire in the 1900s. That would be great.
Yeah. So he is an aristocrat. Aristocrat. That's a movie. Aristocrat, industrialist, and a millionaire named Sir Anthony Ross. Now, if you weren't sure that he was a millionaire, he reminds you.
Repeatedly?
Well, he doesn't say, I'm a millionaire, but he says things like, I'll just buy this, or I demand to talk to whoever's in charge. He's basically like the old man Karen. He wants to talk to the manager.
He wants to talk to the manager? Lot. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's rich, so.
He's also really
rich people
into,
are like that. Yeah.
Like, really, I almost thought it was done, like, ironically or, like, postmodernly.
They didn't understand irony in the 70s, sorry.
Because of, like, the level of imperialistic ideas that was showing up, and I was like, oh, this is, like, a commentary. No, it was not a commentary.
No, they just thought that was cool back then.
So, okay, so you are, we're hanging out with a millionaire. And Sir Anthony Ross, when we meet him, we meet him through this American. And the American, we find out, is actually Scandinavian-American. And we know he's Scandinavian-American because his name is Professor John Iverson. And that's a very Scandinavian name.
Is he blonde?
Not really. Kind of. Like, dirty blonde, maybe, like, light brown hair.
Hmm.
He didn't look very blonde later in the movie. Let's just, we're getting to where.
Okay.
But it's very important that he is Scandinavian. But he doesn't look or speak Scandinavian. He's kind of tall, I guess.
Oh. Well, that would help, yeah.
And he's an archaeologist. And he's, like, been summoned to the home of the millionaire. And millionaire's all, you know, being secretive and like, you are coming with me because I have a lot of money. So basically he's kind of like kidnapping him or coercing him.
Well, he's got money though, so
exactly.
It's totally fine.
So, but he explains to him that he wants to hire this archaeologist to go with him to find his missing son. His missing son, Donald.
Gasp.
His missing son's an adult son, by the way.
Is his son a duck, by any chance?
I wish. That would be a very interesting turn of events.
Yeah.
Not a duck. Rather just, you know, a young man, and the father laments that he tried to push him into his business, and, you know, words were had, and it's all very British and stiff upper lip and all that
stuff. Yeah.
So his son, in a fit, went off to go exploring because it's the early 1900s and they are British.
Did he go to the top of the world?
Maybe.
Okay.
But he went on a whaling ship and he hasn't been heard from since.
A whaling ship?
And they didn't know what to do or what to happen or what. But then news came back and the news was, you like this, the news was a piece of paper It was a piece of paper torn from a Hudson Bay Company journal.
Oh.
I was like, hey, I know what that is.
Hmm.
Shout out Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the Hudson Bay Company is from.
He pulled
out
a piece of paper. The professor, who's all very smart, he's there to answer, fill in all the blanks, by the way, in case you didn't know.
Professor Exposition.
Exactly.
Okay,
but
cool.
Also, the millionaire is character exposition, because he looks at the professor, he's like, I read up about you. I happen to know that you are a Scandinavian-American archaeologist.
Oh, no.
In, like, a carriage ride. And then on the train, he's like, now let me tell you about my story.
Oh, my goodness. That's writing 101. Show, don't tell.
I was like, I teach creative writing to 10th graders who would be able to figure this out.
Woof. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we had that. But we also have science exposition, which is our archaeologist. So he pulls out the piece of paper. And as I'm going, hey, that's an HBC piece of paper. Dr. Scandinavian here says, oh, hello, hey, that's a Hudson Bay Company journal page. And I was like, yay.
Well, you too could be a Scandinavian archaeologist.
Way too short. So he says, basically, the question we're all wondering, why am I here? Because I know when I'm looking for my son who's been missing for 2 years, the first thing I want to do is hire a Scandinavian-American archaeologist. And Mr. Millionaire informs him, well, his son was lost up north. And he's an expert.
In the north.
In the north.
Because he's Scandinavian.
And that is his area of studies as a professor.
American.
Yes.
It's important that he's American, I guess.
Mm, it is, actually.
Okay.
Do you want to know why it is? Because stereotypes.
Hmm. Does he have guns?
He doesn't have guns, but he's the one who is, like, the one who makes sense. And the one who is not a jerk. And the one who's, like, when they randomly kidnap people, he's like, this is wrong.
No, no. Oh, God.
And I was like, anyone else notice this? No? I mean, like, British guy's not bad, but he's also like, I am wealthy and act without thinking.
See, that's
and
more realistic, though. I mean, wealthy dudes, they don't care.
Yeah, yes, yes. But it was more like, I am British and I don't understand why we all can't have tea. And, I mean, he wasn't quite that bad, but he was basically that bad. But the American was just, like, good guy.
Okay, so at the end of the day, did they find the island at the top of the world?
Yes.
Whoa.
So they finally get there. They do a little bit of kidnapping. By a little bit, I mean, like, definitely
just
kidnapping.
Just some light kidnapping.
But you know how they get there? In a, basically, like, a dirigible.
Oh, I love dirigibles.
Yeah. Is that not cool?
So, I mean, that was a big thing, like, around the world in 80 days type of situation.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, they're taking all the stuff. So he buys a there's a French inventor / pilot, whatever, captain, who pilots the expedition on a French dirigible named the Hyperion.
Ooh.
Yeah, so basically this captain invented it and was like, he says...
Strong name.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to the Arctic and they meet this guy. He is a... Well, he's Inuit.
I'm sure that was not problematic in the 70s
Oh, yeah. They kidnap him. They literally kidnap him because he... Well, they meet like a tribe and there's a fur trader hanging out with them. So, you know, yay, translation. And they say, well, this guy is the one who went with Donald to go look for a mystical place called the Island Where Whales Go to Die. And they're like, that's an old North legend. And Donald went to go look for it. So, but this one guy came back. This one young man, Umiak, came back. And so Dad is furious and you must take us there. And he says, no, he's scared. He won't go. And so they just take him. They kidnap him.
Oh.
But the American is against it. It's made clear. So he says, well, you know, maybe if you give him they're all very excited by the dirigible, the magical dirigible.
I'm excited about the dirigible
as well.
So
he says, well, maybe.
I want to hear more about the dirigible,
right.
Actually.
Well, there's also a dog on the dirigible.
Oh, like, this is sounding better all the time.
Right.
We should spend more time on the dirigible.
Right.
Not with the problematic stereotypes of different cultures.
Well, yeah. But the dirigible's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the French captain, like, wanted this whole big ceremony send-off, and the other guy's like, no, I have money. You will go now. And so he didn't get his big ceremony send-off.
He wanted, like, some champagne
and
stuff.
He said the French president was going to give a speech and everything, because he invented this really cool thing, and instead they have to, like, sneak out the night before to, like...
Oui.
And then fly to the Arctic. But he says, it's okay, you'll be famous. And so anyway, they fly... And Captain basically at one point has to like shimmy out and, oh, he does a lot of littering. He like throws the propeller out into the ocean and replaces the propeller.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, while he's in the air.
No one lives there in the ocean.
No, it's
just whales just, and stuff. Just it's, stuff. It's fine.
But the whales go to die at the island. It's
yeah,
said.
Yeah. They well, they have a place to go then. Mm. This is not you're not selling this movie to me.
Okay, no, but it's exciting.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
Exciting because when he goes to replace the propeller, the dirigible is still flying, and he almost dies because he almost falls off the propeller thing, the arm holding the propeller. He has to go out there, and he basically has to kick off the broken one, and then he has to fix it.
Oh, just like the first Avengers movie.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
Almost the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Then he just, like, hangs out and jumps down on a rope from the flying dirigible, and it's yeah. He's all good, though. The captain's cool. I'm selling you on it. It was exciting.
No. I'm a little lost. Are we at the island yet?
Okay, so, no. We're in the Arctic, and we're doing some light kidnapping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he gets the American to convince Umiak to come on the ship while the ship is, like, parked, basically, to look around, because everyone's like, this is a really cool flying machine, right? And while they're doing that, the British millionaire gets the captain to start the machine and fly away. While poor Umiak is trying to jump out of it, and he's, like, crying and screaming, and, like, his family is down on the ground, and, yeah, he's... The whole thing is done to, like, try and make it seem like he's scared to fly, like, silly man, but...
Okay, so I'm just now realizing that the island at the top of the world is not referring to an island that's like
high. It's the Arctic.
It's on the north.
That's the top.
Okay, I'm literally just realizing that right now.
Okay, that's okay.
I was picturing an island on like
on
really,
top of a mountain.
Really tall mountain.
Me too. When I started watching, I was like, "Oh, that'll be cool." That's not what it was. No,
it was like dinosaurs and stuff on top of a mountain. That's what I thought it was going to be.
No dinosaurs. Yes, Vikings.
Oh.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, Vikings probably would have explored up there because they're cool like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. So Umiak is sitting in the corner crying. The dog, that's the ship dog, because she just was like a stowaway, basically. Little tiny dog.
Mm.
But he's like they said, what kind of dog is he? And the French captain says, the best kind, French.
Mm. Like a miniature poodle.
Yeah, definitely.
Not a standard poodle.
Miniature poodle.
I like standard poodles. Do not like the miniature kind.
This is a little tiny one.
Yeah.
But he becomes friends with Umiak. And they comfort each other.
Dogs are good at any size.
Yeah,
even though I prefer the big ones.
Me too. But so they comfort each other, and that's like a little less depressing at least. They're noticing, though, as they're watching, as they're flying along, that as the ice is closing in and there's less and less water, that there are whales up there that shouldn't be up there. This can also be called, you know how Walt Disney did his True Life Adventures? It could also be called mix 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea with Around the World in 80 Days and throw in some True Life Adventures Arctic Edition. Because they're like, oh, let's like watch the walruses for a while and now we're going to check out the polar bears.
Oh, no.
And then
he's
like, look at this important thing through the telescope. There's whales who are not supposed to be there. So first of all, there's like northern whales. There's beluga whales and everything. And he says, and there's a California humpback. Up here in the Arctic. Oh, narwhals, that was pretty cool footage, actually. And like, they're very rare. And so you watch.
Narwhals are awesome.
Yes. And you get to watch all these different type of whales, and they're all heading the same direction.
To the island where the whales. Oh, no, they're all going to die?
They're all going to die.
Huh. I don't think I like this movie very much.
You don't see that happen. They just lead them there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they get, and there's a big cloud, and they have to go through, and the ship gets kind of wrecked, and they leave the captain temporarily with the dirigible, with the Hyperion. And they all go out onto the island. They found the island where the whales go to die. And so they're walking around this frozen tundra wasteland, and the British millionaire keeps making fun of Umiak, who's like, no, we shouldn't go that way, or no, someone is watching us. And he's like, you're crazy, you can't feel people watching you.
That's not very nice,
no,
really.
No,
no.
The guy who is still trying to help you, even though you literally kidnapped him.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this movie could have been greatly improved by some Harryhausen miniatures.
Dinosaurs on a high mountain is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to meet the Vikings now.
Okay. The Vikings might save it? No? Okay.
So we meet the Vikings. And the way we do that is we're going up the mountain and it's all frozen wasteland, basically. And all of a sudden the clouds part a little bit and there's this lush green valley. We're like, what the heck? He says, no, it's cool. It's like, we have a scientist with us. Let me explain this to you. The island has volcanic activity. you can see the
volcanoes. Yeah, it's like Iceland.
So, yeah, okay. He's like, it's just like Iceland. And so there's geothermal activity, and so things can grow anyway. So this one area, this one pocket. And
so there's dinosaurs.
There are not dinosaurs.
You
keep hoping for the dinosaurs.
I could have saved this movie. You just add dinosaurs.
Right?
And it would be so much better.
So, of course, at this point, while they're marveling, what happens? Well, they're like all standing there being like, ooh, look at the island. This beautiful island. They're going to get attacked.
By the Vikings. Not dinosaurs. Right. Okay.
I know. You keep hoping. Mm-hmm. There are cool Viking ships.
Like longboats? Yeah.
They made a very specific point to point out the longboats.
Do they have horns?
They don't.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that they don't have horns.
Right, me too.
Because that's apparently historically inaccurate.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You would think that would be in a
100%. No, they were
Disney
good about that.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah, they were good about that. Also, British millionaire guy had like almost period appropriate haircut. Son was very 70s haircut. So 70s. And
that's funny.
That wasn't the most 70s thing though. So yeah, I don't know what they were thinking with that. But anyway, they get captured and everything, and he says, you know, we're looking for our son because all of a sudden there are people. Maybe his son is still alive with these people. And they said, oh yes. We ate him. Yeah, the one guy's all upset, and he goes off and he says, you're barbarians, you're here to invade us.
Hmm.
Thankfully, this professor he happened to bring along is Scandinavian.
Oh.
And he knows a little of the language. He says he's only read this, like...
ancient Viking language.
Yes, ancient Norse. He says he's only read it, he's never conversed in it, yet he's fairly fluent.
Yeah.
He's a great translator.
Perfect.
In fact, by the end, he takes over for, like, people who are actually fluent. But anyway, they figure out, and then one of the other guys says, oh, no, the man who found him has a farm, and he's been living there on the farm. So they make their way there. His son is not there anymore.
Whoa.
There's a farm.
Wow.
But the son isn't there. A bunch of angry villagers are there. Viking villagers.
Did the son take him off, or...?
No, they're angry because they think that they took him into their community under goodwill, and now he has brought the barbarians. He must have been a spy. And there was an evil omen in the sky, this giant thing that flew.
The dirigible.
Mm-hmm. So it must be them being evil.
I mean, if I saw a dirigible flying in my sky, I would probably think it was problematic as well.
In 2021, let alone. Yeah. But of course, there's also, you know, an ancient prophecy about how the barbarians would come and it would be bad. And I mean, fair, but
yeah, like, just think about it. If you saw the Goodyear blimp flying over your house, you'd be like, what the heck is going on?
I'm going inside now.
Yeah,
exactly. So imagine being a Viking.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so essentially what we get is they made their way there. It's all surrounded by ice and mountains and frozen wasteland. And so for generations, they just stayed. And now they think the whole world is ice and wasteland.
Yeah. I mean,
and they have,
they're not terribly far off.
And they basically have like a little heavenly place there. That's what they call it. So, yeah.
Hmm.
So we get to the farm, and Donald, the son, is not there anymore because he was taken away. He was arrested, but they thought that he was a spy.
Boy, and this is very convoluted.
The one who explained this to is the farmer's daughter.
Uh-oh. I know where this is going.
All the Vikings are very, very, very blonde, by the way.
That makes sense.
And the blonde daughter speaks perfect English.
Oh, wow.
Because Donald has taught her.
Oh, I bet he has.
That's essentially what the dad and the professor also say.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, man, she speaks great English. Donald must have spent an awful lot of time with her. And the dad's like, well, wouldn't you? Because that's not creepy.
That is very creepy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's very, very pretty, and they have fairly appropriate clothing and stuff at this point.
Appropriate for ancient Vikings.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. At this point. Because partway through, she becomes very 70s.
Well, she's just like acclimating to the times. She's like,
except it's supposed
groovy,
to be the
baby.
This is supposed to be the 1900s. Filmed in the 70s. Supposed to be the 1900s.
I forgot about
ancient
that.
Vikings.
She's just ahead of her time.
Way ahead of her time. So, we figure out that there's something going on with the daughter whose name is Freya.
Mm.
Our dog is named Freya.
Yes, and that's also Norse mythology. But
yeah, exactly. Mm. So we find there's some councilmen, and they go to talk to the council, and then there's this... The big bad is, like, kind of the priest guy who's pretty sure that they're barbarians and they don't get to have their say in front of the council and they should all be killed immediately. And everyone's like, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fair.
Yeah. So Umiak escapes. He jumps into the water and they all shoot arrows at him. And they're all like, ooh, Umiak died.
Sad.
And the millionaire's like, oh, I kind of feel bad now for kidnapping him and taking him away from his home. Oh, well. So the son and the professor and...
Oh, so they did find the son.
So now they got the son because they've all been arrested together now.
Oh, okay.
And now he's like, you're all evil.
I didn't catch the part where they met the son. I probably didn't
explain it because it happened in about half a second. So they go before the council and the priest is like... The part where the priest is like...
Does he have a silly hat?
He doesn't.
Ugh.
Well, he is the only one in red robes, though. Everyone else is in white robes.
But...
He's in red.
He should have a silly hat.
He has like a bit of a silly hat. It's just not silly, a silly, silly hat. Because yeah. They all have silly hats. So there's now the remaining men who are alive are all about to be burnt. Proper Viking funeral out on the water.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And they're like, well, at least we're getting some high honors. They're very positive about the whole thing. And then the pyre is lit and all the Vikings are on shore. And they're like, well, I guess they're about to die. And father and son are kind of having a little touching moment. Then Freya shows up to save the day in a slip. Swimming through the water.
Oh. Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting choice. Yeah.
Yep. With full 70s hair. Okay. So she cuts their bonds and they all escape into the water. And then the Vikings get mad. And then they bring out the longboats to chase them through the water.
Sounds very dramatic.
It was kind of dramatic. I don't know if I'd say very, but kind of. Because then it goes on for a very long time.
Oh. Was there any narwhals at this point?
No. Just the Vikings chasing them. And then they go off on the land, so the Vikings chase them on the land. And then they go hide in a cave. And then the Vikings send out the dogs. And it's the whole thing.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, basically. Except this goes on for like a couple days.
Oh, that's a long movie. Wow. I picked the wrong movie for you. Multiple days. Okay.
Freya disappears for a while. She goes back to her farm. She says her father has agreed to give them some supplies and some dogs because they are going to escape. They had planned for a long time now to escape the island together and to make their way to the mainland.
Oh, okay.
So that's when the dad is like, you're both going to go? And the son says, well, I wasn't going to. Would you leave her behind? And you didn't think I'd leave her behind, would you? And the father's like, not if you're anything like your old man. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I was like, well, that's weird.
No, that's weird. No, you don't, no.
She looks more Vikingish now, but again, by the way, that like blip in the 70s was just when she was swimming.
It was just for her swimming outfit.
Yeah, uh-huh. And immediately after, but yes. Now she's all Vikingish again. Her hair's still a little 70s, but fairly Vikingish. She's not in a slip anymore anyway. Yeah. So they make it through, they go through these lava pools, and then they decide the only place they can truly hide from the Vikings is the bay where the whales go to die, because it's believed to be a sacred and also cursed place by the Vikings. And sure enough, it's a bay full of whale bones.
Aww.
And whales. Carcasses.
That would be probably pretty smelly.
That's the first thing I could think, is there, none of them commented on the smell. They're all walking through this, like, bay, and then... Umiak, they're all trying to figure out how they're going to escape. And Umiak's like, we should go on like one of the chunks of ice and use it as a boat and like paddle our way out. And they're all like, that's stupid. And then they go on that
pretty stupid.
Except they go on the patch of ice and they paddle. The other option was to sit there.
Yeah.
Or walk back through the Vikings.
I don't think you'd get very far on a patch of ice.
Well, they don't want to go but very far. They just want to escape the Vikings.
Yeah.
But anyway, he says that's how he goes fishing a lot. So he's like, I've been on a float before, and they're all like, silly Umiak. What do you know with your experience and all? But they end up doing it. It works fine. But none of them comment on the smell the whole time.
It would be stinky.
I mean, what we do hear about, though, is how much money those carcasses would have brought in, all that whale.
Yeah,
bone.
I mean, whale blubber is
hot commodity, especially in the 1900s.
Get some ambergris in there.
Mm-hmm, yep, they talked about that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Ambergris and whale bone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that stuff. And then you get the narwhals, you get some narwhal horn.
That's true.
You just pretend it's a unicorn and
you're good.
You're good to go.
And old
back in the 1900s, you would have been able to sell that as a unicorn horn. No problem.
And good old Donald is like, but Dad, is the money really what's important now?
And he's like, yes, son. Yes.
So they start escaping. But Freya reminds them all that the legend of the bay is that there are monsters who guide the entrance. Sure enough, three killer whales.
Guard the entrance?
Yes.
You said guide.
Guard the entrance.
Guard. Killer whales.
Three killer whales. Three orcas. And they're all kind of leaping in the air and attacking the ice floe. But also not moving like whales at all. And
are they like bad miniatures or what?
They go back and forth between being actual whales and like miniatures.
Oh, just like bad edits?
Okay. But my very favorite while they're attacking. Hold on. At one point, they go straight up in the air and then they get shot and they kind of leap further into the air. So they also defy the laws of physics.
They shot the whales?
They didn't. The shot comes from somewhere. And it didn't kill them. It just, because little shot, big whale, it scares them away.
Oh, okay.
But they did shoot at the
whale.
Like
a warning shot.
No, they shot at the whale. Mm. Like you could see a little red spot on him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, neither do I.
The orcas didn't do anything.
They're just like,
they're guards.
They're guards. And then the captain of the dirigible. Remember the dirigible?
No, actually, I've lost.
Because he magically shows up.
Deus ex machina.
Indeed.
Okay.
It turns out that he was able to get the dirigible up and over a little bit, and he ends up being in exactly the right place at exactly the right time, and he shoots the whales away, but also shoots them. I don't know. So he saves them, and he's all like, I have a plan to get us out of here. And they're all like, yay!
And is that the end? Or?
No!
What? How long was this movie?
Exactly!
Oh my goodness.
Do you feel bad?
No, actually.
Okay. So they're going to float up. They're getting rid of all of their stuff and they're cutting loose the little carriage they're riding in.
Because the dirigible needs to get rid of weight to fly. Okay, that makes sense.
Propellers are broken anyway, so they cut everything off except like this little area they're sitting in.
Just like a hot air balloon at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're floating up because the wind is going south and they're all excited and they all go to sleep. And then during the night, we wake up and they're all like, ooh, we'll be back home and we're going to be in Greenland. Oh, it's going to be so exciting. I'm going to be able to sleep in a good bed and have a good
imagine going south to Greenland.
Yeah, no kidding. So they're all excited and he says, nope, the wind shifted. We're heading back to the island because they can't control it.
We have to go back. Oh, no, wait. That's a different island.
Totally different island. Different
okay.
island.
Okay.
Well, I didn't hear any numbers.
Hmm.
And then in the next second, as he says this, after they've been flying for all night, apparently they magically were transported there because they crash into the like cliffs of the island. And then the Vikings are sitting there waiting for them. They all get scared by the dirigible. So they run away, except the evil priest who shoots a flaming arrow at it. That's a bad thing to do to a dirigible.
Yeah, especially in the 1900s when they were filled with hydrogen.
Exactly.
I mean, boom.
That is exactly what happens. But he sees him getting the professor, because he's the smart one. Sees him getting a flaming arrow and he tells everyone to get out and run, and they do, and so no one dies.
They didn't recreate the humanity.
No, they did not create humanity. Okay. But the priest shoots and then he has no idea what he's done, and the flaming mass comes down on him, he's dead. They're all stranded.
Yeah, well they don't have their magical flying dirigible anymore.
Exactly. But good news. Everything's okay now.
Because they can live in the magical land of splendor?
No, you would think that's where this is going, but the next scene, we're in the council, and they say the gods were angry. Odin and Thor and Freya. No, that's not right.
Frigga.
Mm-hmm. Freya was the girl. Mm-hmm. Frigga. They were angry, but they were angry at him because he was spreading hate.
Well,
not tolerance, I mean, which is true, fair.
Clearly, yeah.
But, so they have smote him. He's been smote.
Smited.
He's been taken down a few notches by being dead and everything.
Yeah, didn't go to Valhalla.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So the travelers are allowed to leave as long as they swear never to tell anyone about this special place. And
what, are they
like,
gonna swim?
And they're like, no, they're going to, like, give them dog sleds and they're going to give them a guide to get them out because they're going to cross the frozen ice to get to...
Oh, right. This is back in the 1900s. They didn't have global warming.
Like, exactly.
Yeah. Perfect.
And they're all like, yay. And they're like, but to ensure you will keep your word, one of you has to stay behind as a hostage, a friendly hostage. Like, that's the word they use. But basically, one has to stay and he will live with them and he's going to stay home there. And they said it's going to be Donald, the son who was already there. And the father's like, heck no, absolutely not. And Freya's father's like, cool beans, I gotta keep my daughter here. And Donald's like, oh, but I was gonna, like, go into the family business. And it's this whole, like, very dramatic moment. And Professor says, no, we've all figured out something that's gonna work for everyone. And the next scene is him saying goodbye because he has elected to stay back. He's going to stay.
The professor.
Mm-hmm. The only smart one. So basically they're all screwed on the way home.
What about...
Because he's also Scandinavian.
What about Donald Duck and the Freya chick?
She goes with them.
Oh, she comes.
Yep, she goes with them.
She's allowed to go too.
She's allowed to go because she belongs to the husband now.
Oh, well.
Well, no, they have a conversation where she's like, oh, when they were in the... They thought they were going to escape by flying. She said, I wish my father could come, but his home is there and my home is wherever you are.
Okie dokie.
They can't see the expression on your face when you go. And she does express a little concern about going to a completely different time and place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, Freya's the next smartest one, so you know.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then they go off into the Arctic mists on dog sled. But don't worry, the little puppy made it out of the crash because we see her jump out of her little basket and run alongside the sled dogs.
Oh, doesn't join the sled dogs.
No, just is like, yay, I want to run too.
It was like Yukon Cornelius' sled dog team.
Exactly what I thought of.
Has a little poodle in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Like mush.
Mush. Mush.
And so they go off into the mist and good old professor stands there and like waves at them and he is elected to stay.
Okay.
Because he's an archaeologist and he gets to live in the past. And he has this little speech about how maybe he's not staying behind. Maybe this will be the one refuge that the world has one day. Places like this. And I can study it from the inside.
No, because there's going to be flooded.
Global warming. That island is dead.
Okay, so...
The end.
This movie makes no sense.
Well,
it's the gist that I'm getting.
Yes. My retelling probably made more sense.
I don't know about that. So would you recommend anyone actually watch this movie?
Yes, but under one condition.
Being intoxicated?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
If you were doing a challenge where you watched all the movies that Disney made in 1974, there were four of them. I looked it up because I was like, what other movies could Brandon have picked for me? Herbie Rides Again.
Oh.
You could have picked me. Herbie Rides Again.
No, I'm not going to pick something as good as that.
Yeah, I won't tell you the other ones because they're about on the same level.
Oh, they might come up later.
Okay.
They might come up later.
Oh, good.
So
that was like a long-winded summary.
Yeah.
But like a lot goes down in this hour and a half.
You basically were Olaf, but less succinct.
Okay, you want my 2-sentence summary? Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, 2-sentence summary. Rich guy loses son, so goes to Arctic, finds Viking group and escapes.
Yeah, okay.
Also dirigible. But, okay, so there's actually something really cool about this movie. It's way cooler than anything in the actual movie. Are you ready?
Is it the dirigible?
Yes, but something about the dirigible.
Okay.
So Disney planned, but never built, a land called Discovery Bay, and it was going to contain a reproduction of the Hyperion airship protruding from a recreation of the captain's hangar. So basically, they had this one scene where it's coming out. They were going to actually create
in Disneyland. Right.
But they didn't. However, they took sections of the design for the land that were used in Disneyland Paris's area. Part of the land that was set aside for Discovery Bay is now Galaxy's Edge, in case you're wondering where that would have been. And so the Hyperion airship was actually recreated at Disneyland Paris. So if we go to Discoveryland in Disneyland Paris, you can actually go see the Hyperion from this movie. And in 1992, when it was put in, it was considered the largest prop ever in a Disney theme park at that point.
Interesting.
Yeah. They were kind of like looking for, you know, weird era stuff. And they're like, oh, there's this weird airship that we made in this random 1974 movie.
Yeah, because, I mean, Disneyland Paris went like steampunky and stuff. So
exactly.
It kind of fits.
And an episode of DuckTales featured a dirigible. Exactly. That looks like the Hyperion airship as well.
Yeah, because Donald was there the whole time.
Exactly.
Clearly.
Clearly.
I was so close. I was literally picturing Donald Duck every time. He's like, I just thought there was a duck in the middle of this movie in the 1900s. Yeah. Actually, I was pretty much picturing the millionaire as Scrooge McDuck.
My God, that would have been so much better.
We just remake this whole movie.
I'm up for it.
As DuckTales.
Woo!
And it would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm up for it.
We have solved the problem.
It'd be so much better.
So, yeah. Okay. I guess that was the island at the top of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not a mountain.
The Arctic.
North.
Yeah. But shout out to Canada. It had a shout out to Canada.
Well, I mean, Canada is most of the north.
Fair.
Yeah, if you go too far north, then you're going back south, and then you're in Russia.
Right. Okay, fine. We're this frozen tundra wasteland.
Yeah.
Way to uphold the stereotype, guys.
Mm.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Right before we close, though, we had some trivia last week. I don't have trivia about this Hyperion.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't. Uh-huh. I was done with it. Thanks. Huh. Although the airship was cool. It was just, like, a very small part. You could have had me, like, watch Around the World in 80 Days or something. That's a hot air balloon, but it would have been, like, still traveling through the air. No?
No.
No, this one instead, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Next time, can it have dinosaurs?
I didn't know what this movie was about. I just picked something random on Disney Plus.
Okay, no, it was fun. It was actually fun.
Okay.
Okay, so trivia from last week. We looked at the 90s. Pocahontas was released June 23rd, 1995. That was also the 400th anniversary of what? This is what you said.
What the heck happened in I don't know.
Okay.
Signing of the Magna Carta.
No. It actually is the 400th anniversary of the actual Pocahontas' birth, they think.
Yeah, I mean, when you go 400 years back,
yeah,
history's a little... Mm.
Do you want to know how they figured this out? Because they know the year was kidnapped. And so they know she was either 9 or 10 when she was kidnapped. So they're guessing that was about the year she was born.
Neat.
Yay, history.
Yay.
Yay. Man, I hope Umiak made it back to his family.
He's fine.
Okay. Was fine. They keep thinking he died, and he's like, no, I'm resourceful and awesome. You guys suck. And you know what's cool? He and Donald were really good friends. They were like, yeah, we're friends.
It's weird that he was friends with a duck, but...
Right? But I mean, like, interspecies friendship is fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Number two, going back to trivia. Since the movie Hercules is about Greek myths, what should Hercules actually have been named? This is what you said.
Heracles.
And you're right, it should have been Heracles.
Mm. I mean, we discussed this at length before. I don't know why you asked this
question. I don't know.
It's interesting, though. It's
more so we could say this on the podcast.
It's a good historical
lesson. Exactly. Number three, Tarzan is modeled after a celebrity, particularly when he was sliding down the log. Who is he modeled after? This is what you said.
Tony Hawk.
I can't believe you got it right. Tony Hawk, 100% correct.
That was like a random guess.
I know, but you're right. It makes sense.
Yeah. Tony Hawk.
Yeah, well, he was modeled after different ones, but they did reference Tony Hawk a lot. So, yeah, cool.
Tony Hawk was big when this movie came out, so it makes sense.
Totally. So, do you have any questions about trivia or about Island at the Top of the World? I'm recommending people who are intoxicated, and that's about it.
Yeah, you will need some mind-altering substances.
Maybe, like, really, like, a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed
to... Or, like, sugar or something.
Sugar.
Yeah.
There were actually some cool moments, but, yeah, it's...
When you're doing a deep dive on the old Disney catalog...
Yeah, you're gonna... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was fun, though. I never would have watched this if you hadn't picked it for me.
Yeah.
And I was not expecting much, and this delivered.
No, there's gonna be a whole lot of B-sides coming up on this little program, so...
You know what? It's my own fault for, like, thinking I have watched so much Disney, because there's so much I haven't watched, and it's my own fault.
That is part of the fun of Disney Plus, though, is that there is a lot of random old stuff on there, so...
Well, when we first got it, I said I was gonna watch everything on there in release date order, but of course they kept adding stuff, and I didn't realize the extent of these kinds of movies, so
you've made a terrible mistake.
I didn't end up doing that, obviously, but you're helping me out, so so that's pretty much it for our first blind date with Disney.
That's our show for this week. Thanks to El Mule, who was responsible for the awesome custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts. You can find us at Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated our podcast, thank you so much.
Woohoo!
If you haven't yet, please do so.
Yes, please.
It's pretty awesome, actually,
yeah.
If you do that. Especially on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the big one. Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom. Apple Podcasts.
That was a great impression of Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
They're just throwing their weight around, you know?
Ah. Kind of like the millionaire guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's like, I demand we go faster. I demand you rate on Apple Podcasts. Same deal.
Yeah. Except like they're like trillionaire. But anyway.
Yeah.
And if you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend us as well.
That would also be awesome.
Mm-hmm. You can listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Magic of the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps.
And they're awesome.
They are awesome. You could just listen to Disney sounds.
I do that at work like a fair bit,
all
actually.
The time. It's like, just, yeah. Just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Join us next week when we start our spooky season.
That sounded very scary.
Yeah, it's spooky, I'm telling you.
Oh.
It's almost Halloween time.
Only like a month away.
It's really far away, but it's almost October, so that it's almost Halloween time.
That's how my mind works.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. And you can bet we have tons of stuff lined up.
That's right. We have like a whack of Halloween episodes.
I don't know where you would find a place to bet on that, but...
But you could.
But you could. And you would win.
Tell us where you found to bet on this, because we want in.
And if you're like too excited and can't wait, our last year's Halloween episode is live and ready to listen to anytime that you like.
You know what I realized though? We used the best name for a Halloween episode last year. We have to come up with something new.
Well, I mean, you always delegate that to me, so.
So it's your fault.
Yeah.
But last year's episode is called This is Halloween. It's so easy to find, and it's awesome. So we recommend all the Halloween movies. So if you are like, well, I was going to say us, but it's me. If you are like me and are like, we can't wait for Halloween, we want to know what's the best to watch, that one.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was drinking beer.
I know. Did I finish my sentence before you finished your drink?
Yeah, I did not hit the post there whatsoever. All right, well, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
That's just my face.
Well, there's a clip for the end. I'm sorry, that's just my face.